Views by Grant McFarlane.
She spots me from the bottom of the hill and starts to run, waving. My smile quickly becomes laughter, which in turn leads to coughing. I put my hand on the bench where I sit to steady myself as I become aware of the noises I am making here in public at the top of Primrose Hill. My ahs and ohs sound like I'm having an unlikely orgasm, thus begetting yet more laughter. I'm worn out by the time she reaches me, my retching for breath calming to leave only the smile I started with. "Papa, are you okay?" Audrey pleads as she kneels before me, hands on my knees. "Where is your inhaler? What's happened? Have you come down with something? Have you been tested for COVID? I got here as quick as I could." "Calm down, girl. You'll get yourself in a state like me if you don't take a breath between words." "I'm fine. I was just happy to see you."
"Really? That's you happy? Bloody hell, Papa. Maybe I shouldn't come to see you if the presence of me almost kills you."
We laugh as I stand up to hug my gorgeous wee lass. Sitting down, I explain that I was laughing at her sprinting up the hill, in contrast to the 45 minutes it took me, sitting on every bench on the way up for a breather. "Well, we get to where we need to be one way or another, huh?" she says wisely. "Your dad was telling me of your travels. I am sure your tales will be far more exciting than his maudlin descriptions of how much everything cost." "Oh, don't. He never stops reminding me," she smiles, as she regales me with descriptions of empty train journeys throughout Europe, island hopping in Scandinavia, and much besides. Getting out her phone, she flicks through this thing called Instagram, with endless pictures of her dangling off cliffs, hanging from mountains, and other extreme things. My favourites were the quiet ones, less posed. Just Audrey looking at the camera, the very spit of her grandmother in front of the scenery in the Black Forest. Letting me have the telephone screen, I put my glasses on. "You know that's where your granny and I had our honeymoon?"
"No way, seriously. Dad never said. At Baden-Baden?"
"Yes, well, in that region. We toured around from Strasbourg and stayed in a Baroque palace. It was quite wonderful. So very beautiful. Just like you in this picture, my dear. You do look so awfully like your granny."
"I wish, Papa. Every time anyone new comes to my flat, they always spot that picture of you two in Loch Ness and ask who it is. They think she's some famous movie star or something."
We hug, looking out over the hill, Regent's Park, and the London skyline beyond. "Do they think I'm her butler then?" I tease, as she softly digs me in the ribs and holds me tighter. "You know, you may have her looks, but I think you've got a whole lot of me in you. I like a view, but I like to sit with my back turned to it too, you know. Eh? Well, in all your stories and in all these pictures, you've never mentioned actually savouring the view. It's just something that's always behind you as you share with people. With me, it's all behind me too. And I like to imagine my views shared with your granny. Even now, I know she's with us. Come on, let's take a selfie for her with this view behind us."